Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Jungle. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. We are coming to you live, and it's a big day now. Big day. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, then Rocket can. All right, why is it a big day? Lots to cover. Got a recap of last night's action. Wild game last night. Monday Night Football. U.S. Men's National Team in action. World Cup. Win and advance or lose or draw and go home. Pretty simple. That game gets underway at 11 o'clock our time, Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern time, so we will get into that too. Telephone number is toll free. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. You can find me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I run it down every single day. Those are the three best ways to get involved, get through, interact. All right, in terms of the interviews, coming up at 9:40, I want to get this in before the start of the match. A midfielder for Philadelphia Union, Alejandro Bedoya. He will help us break down the matchup, U.S. versus Iran. How that sets up, what to expect, what's going to happen. Will Team USA win and get on to the next round? The round of 16, get out of group play, or are they going home? Lots of pressure. Lots of things going on, both on and off the pitch. So we'll break that down. 9:40. The second hour is wide open. Coming up in hour number three, we are going to talk Jaguar football. Duval. I like it. A linebacker there. Foyer Aluakun will be joining us. He's a really interesting guy with a great story. So that's coming up the top of hour number three. All of hour number two is wide open. Start dialing. Get in here. What are you waiting on? Once again, 1-800-636-8686. All right, let's start first with what happened last night. Now, I know this is going to sound wild, but come to find out, experience actually does matter. Come to find out, never coaching at any level above high school actually is not the best way to prepare for an NFL head coaching gig. Incredibly, what? Having zero experience and then walking right into an NFL locker room right in the middle of the season is not a formula for success. Who could have seen that coming? Other than everybody except Jim Irsay. Apparently, because I distinctly remember Jim Cray Cray saying this about Jeff Saturday when he hired him. Quote, "I'm glad he doesn't have NFL experience." End of quote. Remember he said that. I also remember him saying that right after he said that, he was looking for a proven leader and a winner at the NFL level. Huh? I want a guy with no NFL experience, but I want a guy who's a proven leader and winner at the NFL level. Yeah, so try and make that work. But then on top of that, he did say the Colts are in the upper quartile of the top quartile
of winners. In the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile. That's rare here.
And then some rambling on about going to Mars, making sausage, building rockets, operating like the CIA. I mean, Irsay just did not make any sense. That hire did not make any sense. And in crunch time of the fourth quarter last night, you saw why. Because what Jeff Saturday did not make any sense to anybody except Saturday himself. In case you missed it, or if you saw it, let me reset it quickly. Indy had the ball at the Pittsburgh 33, down 7, 1:35 to go, and all three of their timeouts. And then they ran just two plays over the next 65 seconds before finally taking their first timeout, right before they came up short on fourth and two and lost that game. And listen, I understand we were all mesmerized and hypnotized by Matt Ryan's 14-yard scramble. Mesmerized and hypnotized by watching a mannequin with a helmet try to run it in crunch time. It was sort of like watching slow motion in slow motion and kind of borderline disturbing.
Borderline erotic.
Nothing erotic about that. Borderline disturbing and extremely distracting. I will give you that. I mean, I get not being able to take your eyes off that slow-moving train wreck, but somebody has to keep their freaking head. Somebody has to freaking call a timeout. And that somebody is the freaking head coach. I mean, my guy, you're no longer flipping pancakes. You're not dishing out hot takes anymore, Saturday. Hell, I'm not even sure, after seeing that last night, that you deserve the right to be called by your rightful name. Not after last night. I mean, use your damn timeouts, Tuesday. And not just to stop the clock, but also to pick up all the pieces that fell off of Matt Ryan during that run so you could put him back together again. Instead, Coach Brah and the Colts did this.
And we are down to 1 minute left. Second and 17, and Ryan right up the gut. Dives short of the first down, and they have got to take a timeout here, I would imagine. But they're not. Wow.
Call timeout, Mike.
And it's third down. Under 40 to go.
The clock.
They hand off. They don't get it. Play made by Highsmith. It's fourth down.
Coach Brah, the clock. The clock.
The clock.
The clock.
The clock.
Coach Brah,
the clock.
How does he not have someone who has coached above the high school level in his ear saying, Coach, the clock. The clock.
The clock.
Hell, even Joe Buck, for that matter. How does he not have Joe Buck in his ear? The clock. The clock.
The clock.
Even Joe Buck's like, quote, they've got to take a timeout here, I would imagine, but they're not.
Take a timeout here, I would imagine, but they're not. Wow.
Right, wow, but they're not. They're not because they were in too much of a hurry to hand it off for no gain. Like, common sense says call a timeout, regroup, but Coach Brah and his 30-year-old play-calling prodigy said, F them timeouts! F them timeouts!
F them picks!
F them timeouts!
F them picks!
And then they run it, and then they get stuffed. I mean, how the hell does every single person watching that game know they have to use a timeout, except for the one guy paid to call a timeout, Jeff Wednesday? I mean, damn, Thursday. The hell are you thinking right there? Mike McCarthy cannot believe how badly you mangled the clock.
Call timeout, Mike.
Even worse, Jeff Monday still had no idea what was going on even after the game, because even then, he still didn't think there was anything wrong with his clock management.
I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment. I thought we had a good play. I thought we would get to... Yeah, and I felt like we would get to it. You know, obviously we don't do great on the backside, so it's worse than it, you know. But I felt good about the call before. Felt like we had time. We would have timeouts afterwards. We were in striking distance. So, yeah, I never felt like the pressure of needing the timeout.
Whoa. Did Coach Brah seriously just hit us with that? Did Coach Monday really just say, quote, I didn't think time was of the essence? That's his actual statement. I didn't think time was of the essence. Quote, end of quote.
I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment.
I didn't think time was of the essence. When talking about a fourth quarter, two-minute drill while trailing by a touchdown. Hey, listen. I don't know how it works in high school, Coach Brah. But that is the exact scenario where time is of the essence. So, for future reference, when you're trailing by one score inside the two-minute mark in a pro football game, then time is of the essence. You can pretty much bank on that always being true. Maybe it's different in high school, but in pro football, you have to mind the clock,
the clock.
In that scenario. The clock. The clock.
The clock.
Not only that, but he's actually trying to tell us about how great the play was that they had drawn up. Dude, you ran it straight forward for 0 yards. That is not a great play. In fact, that was pretty much the worst play. And of course, it didn't work. And that's not any armchair quarterbacking either. That's common sense. And the crazy thing about that terrible clock mismanagement sequence was that it was only barely the ugliest Indy sequence of the entire game. The Colts were only in a 7-point hole because they fumbled at the one late in the third quarter in one of the great yakety sacks plays of the entire NFL season.
So first and goal, Colts at the one, under center, Matt Ryan. Jonathan Taylor is the back. They give it to Taylor, and he lost the ball, and Matt Ryan recovered it back to the 7-yard line. The Steelers, though, think they have it. Oh, this would be disastrous. No signal yet. No signal yet. I haven't seen anything. Pittsburgh celebrating, though. I think Pittsburgh's got the ball, and Jonathan Taylor lost his fourth fumble this season.
He never got he never secured the ball on the exchange, man.
Oh, Colts radio, that was disastrous. If you're a Colts player or a Colts fan or somebody who bet on the Colts, what do we have here? One MVP, two first-team All-Pros, five Pro Bowl trips between Matt Ryan and Jonathan Taylor, yet they were unable to execute a handoff on first and goal from the one. And not only did they fumble the exchange, they fumbled it right back into Matty Made of Ice's hands. And yet they still managed to turn the ball over. Oh, does not begin to do that justice. I mean, that's excruciating. That's hideous. And then the end of the game was so horrific that almost everybody forgot about that double fumble on first and goal at the one. Forgot that that even happened. So what I'm saying is really, really rough night for Coach Bra and melting Matty. And rough nights will happen when you step into an NFL locker room with zero experience in the middle of the season. Like, I would tell this Bra to act like he's been there before, but he hasn't. And that's why he jacked it up so badly, because he hasn't been there before. Yet he's the only one in the world who thinks that he did not jack that up. Like, still doesn't get it. I didn't think that time was of the essence? That's an all-time quote. Now, the good news for Saturday is...
really of the essence at the moment.
Yeah, I guess. The good news is they're a 4-7-1 team that's getting lapped by the Titans. And the news cycle is a beast that constantly needs to be fed. That means your blunders will be forgotten probably by the next segment, maybe even hour number two. So you've got that going for you, which is nice. I mean, I could paint my house and have it dry in the time that it took Matt Ryan to run both those plays.
Got to take a time
in fact,
here,
I could paint both my houses, let them both dry, take a flight, lay over, change planes, all of that. In the time that it took him to run those plays. Matt in Cleveland could do a live reading of War and Peace in the time that it took Matt to get to the line of scrimmage.
Christy Alley.
That lazy, doesn't-give-a-damn teenager working at my smoothie place can ring me up in less time. And by the way, had I not walked out the door that day, I would still be standing there waiting on her right now. And that was like a year and a half or 2 years ago. Hey, Jeff.
Wow.
Hey, Jeff, don't you want to call a timeout, bro? You know you have all three. Nah. Hey, yo, check out this grass. Check the grass growing. Cool, right? Man, old Wednesday is like the DMV. Like, man, these people are working fast. Damn, they're on fire. These DMV workers are working like their hair is on fire. That's why you don't hire a high school coach. 1-800-636.
Love
the
to
clock!
See it. Love to see it.
The clock.
Or say, love to see it. Love to see it. Bet against my guy. I wish I had. I wish I had. Full transparency. Wish I had.
Wow.
Wow is right. Take your thoughts on that. 1-800-636-8686. Quickly, dear Jim. I have to believe this is the conversation in the XR4TI control room when the host blows by the break window. Tommy D to Alvin. Jim's got to be taking time out here, I'd imagine. Alvin, but he's not. War Rich Ackerman turning into skeleton, waiting to do an update.
To take a time out here, I would imagine. But they're not.
Listen, wow. You know how that goes. You know how that goes. There are certain hard outs during the hour where I have no choice. And then there's certain breaks that, quote, float. It's up to the host discretion. Break. If I'm feeling it, if I'm into something pretty important, if I'm in my flow, I can go right through that floating break. Keyword floating. It floats. It's not a hard out. The hard out is at the end of the hour. If I go beyond my floating break and I'm starting to take liberties, that's when Alvin pops the break. Break. He'll hit that. Just an example.
Dude.
It's 9:15 right now. Common sense would dictate that you get out of the opening segment around 13. I used to back in the day. But as time went on and I evolved and I felt more and more like I was into it, I found myself dragging 13 to 15 to 17 to 19 to 21. Sometimes if I want to be a real smart aleck, I'll see if I can push all the way to 30 just to see if I can. It really just depends. There is no conversation. Alvin might give me a look, and he might not, but generally he just pops the break, break. That's his way to inform me, dude, it's time. Break. As far as Tommy goes, I don't think he gives a damn when I get out, unless there is a guest. That's the only other criteria. If there is a guest, then I'll get out. Chris in Milwaukee, dear Monday Night Football, who do you think you... You screwed this up. Who do you think you are? I am. Signed at Thursday Night Football.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Not quite that bad, but that was a rough watch.
Damn it right.
I don't even blame Matty Ice for being Matty Ice.
Ice.
It's not his fault he was born when he was born. It's not his fault he's that old.
But they're not. Wow.
He's doing what he can. In slow motion. Like somebody dropped a helmet on a giraffe and gave him a football. And then said, yo, there's some open space. Go make something happen. I literally cannot believe that Saturday said, I did not think time was of the essence.
I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment.
The hell are you talking about? What does that even mean? That's the only thing that's of the essence. It's a two-minute drill, dude. You're running out of time. The clock is spinning. You're down a touchdown. You have all your timeouts. What do you mean you didn't think time was of the essence? Dude, did you know that was the second half and not the end of the first half? Maybe that's what that is. Dave the Rocket Guy, quote, say what you will about Coach Saturday and his NFL experience, but he is Newt Rockne compared to Pervin Liar. Yeah, I'm not saying that that's not the case.
Heartbreaking.
He at least had college experience. I mean, he didn't have any NFL experience, which is exactly my point. But at least he had college experience. At least Pervin Liar was a great college coach. Not a great dude, but a great college coach. I'm talking about taking a guy who was flipping pancakes and spewing hot takes and who had only coached at the high school level and just giving him an NFL head coaching job.
You
what could happen?
This that, guy? Put your that, money down, people.
That's why you don't do that. That. There were a few viral moments from over the weekend that I didn't get to that I want to get to, and I will. Also, we're all waiting on that big, big Auburn announcement, right? Like, Wisconsin hit a home run with their hire. Nebraska hit a home run with their hire. But you had the Auburn job, arguably the sexiest job. And maybe not sexiest, but it was Auburn. So that was the one we were waiting on. What was Auburn going to do? Could they pull Lane Kiffin? Would they take a shot at Deion Sanders? Hugh Freeze? That's the best they can do? Yes, that is the best they can do because that's who they ended up with. I have thoughts on that. And believe it or not, I do have thoughts on Team USA versus Iran. Not only that, but a preview upcoming. I'm into it. A lot of pressure. Win or go home. It's that simple. Anybody else want in? The Lakers. Man, they're skating, aren't they? You see what happened to them last night? Probably not, because there's so much going on, and believe me, the Lakers want it like that. They did something last night that was so Laker-like that it was statistically impossible, or the closest thing to being statistically impossible, and they still did it. Even for the Lakers, it's one of the most amazing things ever. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Rome. For Jeff Saturday, it was just another manic Monday. Signed, the Bengals. Hashtag clock management cereal ass.
Cereal ass.
One, there would never, ever, ever be an excuse for that happening. But if it does happen, as always, just own it. I screwed that up. What you can't do is say, I did not know or did not think that time was of the essence.
I didn't feel like
you're
time
in
was really
a 2-minute drill.
Moment.
You're down a touchdown. Time is always of the essence. What are you talking about? Never coached beyond the high school level or never saw a football game before? Never mind, never coached beyond a high school level. Never mind, never played in the NFL. I mean, have you ever seen a football game before? That dude did not make that statement. Romy, if Jeff Saturday spelled his name G-E-O-F-F, this clock mismanagement would have never happened. Thanks. G-off in Lincoln. G-off Monday from here on out. All right, we'll take a short timeout. And when we come back, I've got room for phone calls, reaction, and obviously a look ahead to World Cup play. USA v. Iran. Win or go home for the Americans. Small business owners, do you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you may have made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy free 10-minute ERC consultation and find out if you qualify or not. It really is that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is only 1 month. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. That's because they're that knowledgeable and they're that efficient. They are the best. And with over a decade and a half of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way to take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit. Or if you have any specific ERC questions, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Once again, call this number, 800-704-2000, or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Once again, this will be a shorter segment because the opening segment was longer. Getting ready for World Cup play. 90 minutes out. We'll get a preview of that coming up next. Really quickly, some reaction. At Geoff underscore long. Not to be confused with Geoff and Lincoln. Quote, even Zach Wilson can't believe Jeff Saturday's lack of accountability. All right, a couple of thoughts here. Number one,
out there too, guys.
How many people named Geoff listen to this program? I mean, I know it's an audience of millions and millions and millions. But apparently, of those millions, there's several thousand Geoffs. G-E-O-F-F. And as far as Saturday goes, it's not so much a lack of accountability. It's obliviousness. It's total cluelessness. I mean, it's such an amazing statement to make. I really did not believe that time was of the essence. In a 2-minute drill, trailing by a touchdown.
I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment.
Dude, if time was not of the essence, what was of the essence? What mattered if not time? Help me understand, Monday. I don't get it. I'm not even trying to be like a bad guy about it. Help me understand. Because you're a good guy, Wednesday. You are. You are a good guy, obviously. I mean, the owner loves you. Your bras. We know this. But if time was not of the essence, then what was? If time was not important to you in that very moment, what was? Thursday, my man, what were you thinking? If time was not of the essence. Time was the only thing that mattered. I mean, what an incredible thing to say. Like I said, never mind only coaching at the high school level. Have you ever seen a football game before? How does that guy make that statement? And then, quote this, love to see it. Love to see it.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
Signed Mike Tomlin, watching Jeff Saturday's inexperience unfold in the final drive of the game. Nick and Erie, love to see it. Yeah, and anybody who took the Steelers, love to see it. Love to see it.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
I would say that I love to sit with a Colts fan when that was going down. I guarantee they were not saying, love to see it.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
And then this guy took a whack at it. Hey, Romy, I don't care if on Mondays we lose. Practice Tuesday, maybe Wednesday too. Thursday games, I don't care about you. Friday, I'm in love with Saturday. And he'll still coach on Sundays. Regards, The Cure's newest member, Jim Irsay.
I don't care. Wow.
John and Wisco. Hey, Avi, I'll try. Back that up. Go ahead. I don't care if on Mondays we lose. Practice Tuesday, Wednesday. Never mind. I can't pull that off. Go ahead. Friday. Wednesday to Thursday games. I don't care about you. Friday, I'm in love with Saturday, and he'll still coach on Sundays. Regards, The Cure's newest member, Jim Irsay. John and Wisco. The Friday jukebox just came back, Alvy. Kinda. And finally, Stucknut says, you should make your last segment longer. By like 2 hours. Yeah, I don't know, Nut. I think 3 hours is enough. We used to have five. But I think right about now, 3 hours will be sufficient. You of all people, Nut. That would just make 2 hours more of content that you have to archive every single day free of charge. Do you really want that? All right, so when we come back, we're going to preview the matchup. Alejandro Bedoya, a midfielder for the Philadelphia Union, will be joining us. And I want to get his thoughts. Team USA v. Iran. That match gets underway in about 90 minutes.
It's the World Cup.
Win or go home, it is the World Cup. I'm into it. What I'm not into is the fact that I'm not getting better phone calls. You can do better. Do better. 1-800-636.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome, rolling through hour number one. All right, so right now I'm efforting a midfielder for the Philadelphia Union, Alejandro Bedoya. I will set that up for you in a minute. We're going to get his thoughts on the matchup between Team USA and Iran. That's coming up in about 90 minutes from right now. Big time match. World Cup. And in fact, we are all set to do that right now. He is a midfielder for Philadelphia Union. 2 goals in 66 appearances for the U.S. men's national team. A member of the 2014 World Cup team. Also, the 2022 MLS Works Humanitarian of the Year and 2022 MLS Eastern Conference Champs. Alejandro Bedoya is my guest. Alejandro, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Jamie, I'm good. I'm good. Good to thanks for having me on. And good, great to see you become a soccer fan these days.
You know it. You know it. I'm all about it. And it's great to have you on the show. I really appreciate it. So pretty basic for the U.S. Win and you're in. Anything less than that and you're done. What has impressed you the most about the U.S. thus far? And then what is your biggest concern for Team USA as it relates to today's matchup with Iran?
Yeah, I've had to give the national team a lot of credit. You know, I think they've shown really well this tournament. They had a great opening first half against Wales. Unfortunate not to come out with the win there. And then against England, you know, obviously everybody, that was the biggest game so far. And they showed really, really well, dominating part to play, having the better chances. I've seen some great play from Tyler Adams, you know, showing off he's deserving to be captain. Christian Pulisic, Yunus Musa has impressed me. And, you know, I'm hoping to see in this game, let's see what changes are. You said 90 minutes before kickoff. I haven't seen who the starting lineup is, but I hope to see some changes, you know, to see some play from Gio Reyna and my former teammate, Brendan Aaronson, who, you know, has a lot of promise.
Alejandro Bedoya joining us. All right, so a lot in that answer. Speaking of Reyna, how do you think that he has been used thus far? And then how critical might he be today?
Yeah, well, he hasn't really been used. You know, I don't think he's had the opportunity to show off what he's capable of. And I'd say the same goes for Brendan Aaronson, my former team. I think these are two guys that can have a good impact on this team who have shown their quality throughout and who have been performing really well for their club team. So I'm interested to see how they're used today, because I think they could be the difference makers for our team, specifically Gio Reyna.
You know, I wonder, you mentioned that the U.S. did have some chances against England, to be sure. That said, chances have been kind of tough to come by for the Americans thus far. How aggressive do you expect Coach Greg Berhalter to be today? Any idea?
I would love for him to be more aggressive. You know, I think, to be fair, I think Iran might approach this game a little bit more defensively, so it's going to be tough to break them down. But that's why we need these types of guys like Gio Reyna and Brendan Aaronson to put pressure on them to, you know, try to create something out of nothing. Because unfortunately, you know, we struggle with that number nine position, a striker who we can count on to score goals. So we're going to need him from our midfielders, and these are the guys that can create the difference. So I hope we can, you know, create as many chances as we had against England, and we just got to be able to convert those chances. You know, we can't be too wasteful.
You know, what about that? Were you encouraged by the team's play, the scoreless draw against England?
I was encouraged because I liked what I saw. You know, they were on the front foot. They weren't backing down. And like I said, they were able to create some quality chances that I think on another day, you know, I remember in the first half, Weston McKennie, he skied one, which I think he normally would do better on that. And they created the better chances against a really, really good English side. So I was definitely encouraged from what I saw. And I, like I said, the first half against Wales was also some of the best soccer I've seen them play, actually, in the last couple of years. So I'm encouraged. But like I said, you have to put the ball in the back of the net, and we've struggled with that. So that's what gets me a little nervous still against Iran today, because I expect them to be in a lower block. So can we have those players like the Geos that can create something out of nothing and create a little bit extra space and get that shot off to score a goal.
Alejandro Bedoya joining us. You mentioned also Tyler Adams. I'm curious, what do you remember about the first time you played against him? And then how do you think he's handled the responsibility of being team captain?
Yeah, I actually tweeted something recently about my first encounter with him when I first came back to the league after that English game. Yeah. I remember I seeing this young kid, and we're going at it, you know, kind of seeing each other a lot in the midfield, and we actually came victorious that game. But I did notice that he was closing me down like so hard and getting stuck in and in my face. And I'm like, who is this young kid, you know, getting in my face? And, you know, it's good to have some good friendly, you know, talk between us and some banter. But the first thing I remember right after the game finished, I went over to him. I was like, hey, man, I got a lot of respect for you. You don't back down. And I like what I saw from you. You know, you're hungry. And I knew that I was seeing a guy that had a lot of potential. And he's lived up to it so far and has shown in this tournament. He's a key player for us, very deserving of the captaincy. And, you know, he sets a tone. You see him closing down the guys on the other side, the English side. I mean, the biggest compliment I can say to him is the English team put in Jordan Henderson into that match instead of putting like a more attacking player just to, you know, get a foothold of the midfield. So that's incredible, I think. And he's been so far our best player in the tournament.
Alejandro Bedoya joining us. Now, you play for the national team, so you know all about this. And you know that soccer and politics can intersect. And they have once again. Yesterday, Greg Berhalter and Tyler Adams were at the center of a pretty contentious press conference that didn't have really that much to do with soccer itself. Do you think the tensions off of the pitch are going to impact what happens on it today?
Yeah, look, sports, it doesn't live in a vacuum, right? Especially soccer being such a global sport. And we knew, everybody knew coming in where, you know, where it's being hosted, that there was a lot of issues at stake, right? And there's a lot of distractions. This is just another, perhaps, distraction outside the field. But I know that, you know, these guys, once that whistle blows, everything goes out the window. They're staying focused. Their only focus is to do their best to represent themselves well, to, you know, represent their families, their friends, and, of course, put on a show for their country. And they're going to do everything, both sides, to do everything they can to win this game. So they'll be putting everything aside, and the focus is on the game plan that they've set forth for the match. And hopefully the USA will come out victorious.
I mean, can you speak to like what they must be feeling like right now? This is a game, a match that they've worked their entire lives for. I mean, this is as big as it gets. Now, at the same time, it's a really young team, but it's a young team with some players that are playing some really, really, really big matches elsewhere. What about the pressure? How do you compartmentalize that? And generally speaking, what do you think these guys are feeling right now, 90 minutes out, under 90 minutes out?
Yeah, look, this group of guys are the second youngest team in the World Cup. They grew up in the age of social media, right? So I think they have a pretty good grasp of how to deal with pressure and noise and blocking all that stuff out, right? However, I know, you know, being a player, you go to bed the night before and in your mind, you're kind of playing certain scenarios out in your mind, seeing how, you know, visualizing certain plays. And I know they have in the back of their mind that 2010 World Cup, you know, Algeria, right? When Landon Donovan scored that the game winner and just the emotions behind that. And they're all looking to see if they could be that hero, right? To score that game winning goal that helps propel the USA to the next round. And they're all thinking about that. And they got a game plan. Like I said, it's one thing to have X's and O's, but once that whistle blows, you know, you zone out and you're focused on the match, and it's all about the willingness to win. You know, at this point, it's who has the more will to get the result, and I hope that the USA comes out, you know, firing on all cylinders.
All right, so really quickly before I ask you for a prediction, what about one thought about goalkeeper Matt Turner? He's allowed just that one goal in the two matches, and that came on that penalty kick by Wales. How impressed have you been with what you've seen from him?
I've been really impressed by him and his composure. I mean, there were a couple of times in the England game, actually, when he was very calm on the ball and made me a little nervous, you know, the way he was passing out of the back. But he's great. I mean, his story is wonderful. I mean, credit to him. You know, another guy like myself, born in North Jersey, so representing. But his story is fantastic, the way he started to get into soccer and how far he's come in such a short time. And he's an incredible shot stopper. And I think he just gives our defense and our team in general a lot of calm with this play. So he's been crucial, you know, coming up with big saves.
Hey, before you go, let me ask you this. You were named the 2022 MLS Works Humanitarian of the Year. It's an award given to the player who exemplifies both skill on the field and service within the community. You are well known for your activism, especially in trying to eradicate gun violence. It's a really, really great award. What does receiving that award mean to you?
Yeah, I was very humbled, perhaps, you know, not as deserving as others, but, you know, I think it's having the respect of your peers. I think that's what I was fascinated by, and I'm very blessed to be able to have that award. You know, like I said, I think soccer in general, sports, you know, but soccer in general being the global game, as we've seen at Qatar, has the ability to unite people, to bring people together. And, you know, when you want to create some positive social change, I think it helps. And, you know, we just want the best for our communities. And I think through soccer and leveraging my platform, I think it's important to have a say and try to, you know, have progress throughout our communities and society and, you know, wherever we can.
Good for you. And congratulations on that. So really quickly, Alejandro, what are you looking for early in the match? And how about a prediction? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm looking forward to USA coming out full of energy, getting that, you know, stuck in first tackle and playing on the front foot, playing in their half and keeping it in there, keep the pressure on. And but I think they're going to be more defensively Iran. Excuse me. But I'm looking forward to, you know, like I said, a 1-0 result is what I'm feeling right now. Like we've been, you know, it's tough to score goals and they haven't been able to demonstrate that they can. So 1-0 will do. And that's suffice. That will suffice to get on to the next round.
1-0 certainly would do. Anything less than that, and they're going home. He is a midfielder for Philadelphia Union, a member of the 2014 World Cup team. He has been here before. Alejandro Bedoya, my guest. Alejandro, really appreciate you. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for your thoughts, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and let's go USA.
Great talking to you. Appreciate it so much. Alejandro Bedoya joining us. All right, so now we are less than 90 minutes out, And he laid it out, what he would like to see happen. Question is, how aggressive will the Americans come out? Will they be on that front foot? We'll see. And in terms of Gio Reyna, will we see more from him? He really has not played that much. Now, in terms of Greg Berhalter and his use of him, injuries did prevent Reyna from playing in most of Team USA's qualifying matches. But Reyna says, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm ready. Let's do this. We know what he's capable of when he's right physically, when he's healthy, and he says he is. And we just have not seen that much of all or at all of him thus far. Personally, I think he's pretty critical today. Once again, if you have not been tracking this or you're not that concerned and you're paying attention right now, anything less than a win and the U.S. goes home, win or go home. A draw and they go home. A loss and they go home. Iran advances out of the group with a draw, hence their defensive style. They can lay back. Team USA has to win. And it's easy to say, yeah, well, they wouldn't be in this position had they not played Wales the way they did. Yeah, well, that was then. This is now. They still control their own fate and their own destiny. They're still a slight favorite in this game. They can still win and get out and advance, and it's fine. But they've got to win. Win or go home. Are you into it? Are you feeling it? What do you think is going to happen? There is a preview for you right there. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I like it. I'm into it. Hey, Rome, thank goodness Team USA plays Iran for elimination and not Ghana. Why is it always Ghana? Eric from the Big Easy.
Ghana.
Fact is, Ghana looked pretty good yesterday.
Ghana.
Thing about Iran is they were absolutely blown out by England. Blown out. But that's not who you're going to see today. You're going to see a very different team today. We've already seen a different team since that game. This is tough. This is tight. But it's still right there. There's still an amazing opportunity for Team USA. But they've got to find the back of the net. Chances have not been easy to come by. So we'll see how aggressive they come out. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, some other things I want to get to. Some incredible moments from the NFL weekend that I did not get to yesterday. Auburn hires Hugh Freeze. I have thoughts on that. And a whole lot more. And the Lakers pulling off one of the all-time tank jobs ever. All of that still ahead.